At 9:45, I think we might go and have a chat with. Let's have a football chat. And by football, I mean.
You mean soccer?
Yeah. Look, you know.
And that's going to infuriate some people. Sorry. Good morning. But here, we do call it soccer, but I know the round ball game, football to the rest of the world.
It is the only true football, I suppose, because you know, unless you're the goalie.
Well, that's true. And we know that Manchester United is in town. We talked earlier today about the fact we've painted the town red because Man U is in town. They're here for 10 days. And of course, during that 10-day visit, they're going to take on Perth Glory and they're also taking on Leeds United. We haven't heard much about either side, though, so we thought we'd give the other teams a chance to, to put their best foot forward, if you will. And we've got Blaine Treadgold there. He's from the Far Post Perth, Perth Glory fan channel. They've got a podcast and a Facebook page. Obviously, kickoff tonight at Optus Stadium, 7 o'clock. And I think we've got Blaine there now. Good morning, Blaine.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Going well,
mate. I just before we start, I've got to say, I love your name. It's completely off topic, but it sounds like something from a soap of yours. You know, Blaine Treadgold. Is it?
Don't know, mate. I had no say in it, so.
No. You've just had to live with it. But anyway, look. Let's talk soccer, football, whatever we're going to call it today. I'm going to go with football. Lisa's going with soccer.
We are, but we know that Man U's in town and they're taking on Perth Glory tonight. We haven't really heard much about poor old Perth Glory, have we?
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, isn't it, that it's all been overshadowed by the red, but you can see why. I mean, multi-million dollar sporting franchises as they are and massive, massive football club, world-renowned around the world. So we can see why, and obviously Mr. McGowan's spruiking how much money and everything. So, it's definitely not a bad thing, but it's, as you said, it's important to remember there's another two sides on display over the next few days, and obviously starting with Perth Glory tonight. So, it's going to be good, and it's great for football in Western Australia as a whole.
And it's good for the team, isn't it? Because I understand they're going to blood some of the younger guys in Perth Glory. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a little bit unfortunate that we won't have our kind of best kind of complement of players getting out on the park today because... Geez, you never know. It'll make world headlines if little old Perth Glory could actually knock off the Reds at home, you know. So, it gives a big chance for a lot of these young guys to, you know, see their heroes play up against their heroes and just hopefully they don't get too overwhelmed by the occasion.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, with some of the younger guys in there, what do you think the realistic chances are for the Glory?
Well, I think it's just important that just for the club and for Australian football and WA that they just kind of hold a good account of themselves. I mean, you can see an absolute slacking coming up, a good 5 or 6-0, but we did very, very well last year against Chelsea, only losing 1-0 and came away from that, with a fair bit of respect in football terms. So, as long as they kind of get out there and give it their all, then I think that the club and the fans, Perth Glory fans, can be very, very proud.
Of course, they do take on Leeds United on Wednesday. Blaine, soccer's not really my my main interest, but I understand that Leeds, they're in the second division in English football. So what do you expect from that match?
Yeah, that's correct. They almost got up into the promotion, into the Premier League this year. They just fell slightly short. Going back in history, the rivalry between Leeds United and Manchester United, you can get Collingwood Carlton at times at by 10 quite easily. It's a very, very fierce, rivalry, going all the way back to the rivalry between kind of Yorkshire and Lancashire in the north of England there. So, a lot of history going back. And unfortunately, they haven't met the last few seasons because they've been in different divisions, but there was a very, very famous win that Leeds had over Man United in 2010 where they actually knocked Man United out of the FA Cup. So there'll probably be a few Man United fans still a little bit sore after that and probably looking to get one back over the Leeds. So
I have no doubt that whatever Man United do attracts international attention, but would you anticipate that football fans worldwide will be watching Wednesday's game in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot more, just as I said, just due to that rivalry, I think there's a lot of interest in that Leeds United, Manchester United match, probably a little bit more so than Perth, than the Perth match tonight. And then, of course, it's getting these games are getting streamed around the world on the various football channels and that kind of thing. So there'll be a lot of eyes on Perth. Yeah, it's good for, as I said, good for WA and good for the new stadium.
So what are, I mean, obviously people are attending the game, but what are the Perth Glory supporters planning before the game?
Yeah, well, as I understand, the Perth Glory fans are setting themselves up at Gloucester Park today, so that should be a good day out. They've got I think they've got a full race card as well, so it'll be a little bit of something different compared to the usual old pub setup. And as far as I'm aware, the Perth Manchester United fans will be setting up at the Crown Casino at the Eve Club, from what I understand.
And your predictions for the two matches, Blaine, while we've got you?
Yeah, I'd like to, as I said, I think Perth could just, as long as they keep a good account of themselves and keep the score pretty respectful, I'll say Man United, let's say Man United 4-2 over Perth, and I'll say a 2-2 draw leads to Man United.
All right, we've written those down. We'll see how you go. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having us, guys. Cheers.
That is Blaine Treadgold from the Far Post Perth, Perth Glory fan channel. They've got a podcast and a Facebook page if you'd like to track them down.
I think he's been fairly conservative with those predictions.
Very conservative.
Yeah, I can sort of see it sort of more like, you know, 5-1 or 7-0.
7-0?
Well, I'm just throwing numbers out there, but, you know, anyway.
We've got a bit of time here, so I would love to hear from anyone who is planning to get along to the game tonight, 922-11-882. Maybe you are a Perth Glory fan. Maybe you are a mad Manchester United fan. You live here in Perth and it's an opportunity to see your team. I know Gary Adzed, who was filling in for Gareth Parker for the last 2 weeks, he is beside himself at the fact that his team is in town. So we've still got those tickets to give away, that double pass to experience cinema reimagined at Palace Rain Square. So we've got some time here. We want to hear from you listeners. If you're going tonight, give us a call, 922-11-882. Still 10 minutes or so left here on Weekend Breakfast. It's 8 to 10.